This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where we are getting closer and closer and closer to a great and significant election. And then after that, well, it's just 2 years after that, and then we have a presidential election. President Trump probably will not get his wish to have a new election. He sent out two truths on Truth Social last night. He is demanding a new election now to make up for the what he believes to be the compromised and tainted election of 2020. That probably won't happen. We're going to have our election for midterms for Congress in 22 and then 24. But at some point or another, there will be a Republican Party that is not dominated by Donald J. Trump. When will that be? Could be 2023, could be 2025, it could be 2029 after he serves another term as president. But sooner or later, the party will move beyond Trump. And what will that party look like? There was a fascinating piece about that. What will the GOP look like after Trump at National Review? And it's written by Dan McLaughlin, who joins us. He is a senior writer at National Review Online and a fellow at National Review Institute. He was formerly an attorney practicing securities and commercial litigation in New York City and a contributing editor of Red State. He also has a profound background in baseball and has written about and speculated about and obsessed over, like many of us do, America's great national game. Dan, it's great to talk to you.
Great to be here, Michael.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the piece. But first of all, you agree that it is very unlikely that President Trump will get his wish to have a new election staged, presidential election, before 2024.
Yeah, that's not how the U.S. Constitution works. There's no provision for it in the law. And, you know, there's no way it's going to happen.
So what you're assuming is that Trump will continue to be the dominant figure in the GOP until when? When do you think he is most likely to step aside or to be replaced by a more dominant figure or a new dominant figure?
Well, I think the part about being replaced is the key thing, isn't it? You know, Trump is not necessarily the leader of the party right now. He doesn't quite dictate terms to the party, but he is the closest thing the party has to a leader right now, and he won't really be replaced in that position until there is a new leader. And so I think, you know, 2024 will be decisive. Either Trump wins the nomination, or he loses it. If he loses it, there's a new leader right away. If he wins it and goes on to lose, another presidential election, at that point, then, you know, as a two-time loser, then I think his hold on the party would really be much weaker. But even then, you know, people will need to be convinced that somebody else is in charge.
And basically, a lot of people have talked about how the GOP has changed under Trump. And you write about how some of those changes may be long-term, some of them not so much. What do you think is the most significant long-term change where even when Trump steps away from being the center of attention and the center of influence, those changes in the Republican Party will continue?
I think there are two big ones. It's hard to pick one or the other. I think one is the more confrontational attitude, the idea that Republican voters really want to see a demonstration.
Dan, you there?
Yes. Yes.
I think we just lost a connection, Jeremy.
I am still here.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hello. Yeah, I would say that there's really two things. One is that Republican voters want to keep seeing a confrontation between their leaders and the other party, and the other is frankly that they want to see things that are more visible kitchen table type issues and cultural issues fought over rather than, say, you know, what strikes voters as a lot more abstract debates over the federal budget.
Election and a losing candidacy in 2024 would finish him as the leader of the party. His children have yet to demonstrate the capacity to replicate his influence on their own. When you take a look at the polling or what anyone else talks about there, they are Donald Jr., who is sometimes listed in the polls, has very scant support among Jeremy. The question is to continue speaking. He writes in his piece, Dan McLaughlin, leadership matters in politics. People follow the cues of those they respect and choose as leaders. That, more than anything, is why a post-Trump Republican Party will look and act differently from the Trump Party. And the sooner the post-Trump future arrives, the more the next leader can change the party's tune. And one of the questions that has been raised here is even Mitch McConnell, who has a great deal invested, I mean, he, after all, cannot continue as a majority or even minority leader in the U.S. Senate. It's very unlikely that he would continue to hold the post of Republican leader in the Senate if the Republicans lose their shot at winning a majority or even holding on to the 50-50 split they have right now. Most people who are looking at Senate races across the country, which is one of the reasons McConnell actually spoke out against speaking about the subprime, subpar candidates that had been put forward. Candidates like J.D. Vance and Herschel Walker and Mehmet Oz and others, Blake Masters in Arizona, who were having very troubled candidacies and running behind Democrats who were clearly favored to be replaced before the candidacies unfurled and some dubious folks actually won the nominations. This is actually a very strange thing because generally one of the things about doing radio is you're talking and you assume people are listening and hearing you, but at the moment I have no idea if that's true, and I assume that that is not true and that nobody is hearing us right now, and because we had some kind of technical problem. So what I am going to do, rather than sort of wandering on not knowing where we're going, we're coming up to a break in any event. We will come back, I hope, after the break, and that will be about 1 minute from now. And we will come back after the break and continue the conversation about the future of the GOP with Dan McLaughlin. We will be right back on The Medved Show. We'll be right back. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, I think we are back on the air. And though Jeremy put on some appropriately eerie Twilight Zone music for where we went into the Twilight Zone of unexpected technical interruptions. Dan McLaughlin, you're still there?
I am.
Okay, terrific. Very good. We're talking about Dan's piece in National Review. Dan is a senior writer for National Review. The piece is about what the GOP will look like after Trump. And one of the things you talked about, and we're just talking about, is the more confrontational stance for the GOP. Is that because that seems to be what the people of the country want, or is it a more of an internal Republican matter?
Yeah, I think it's internal, and it's about trust, really, in a lot of ways. I think that over the years, a lot of Republican voters concluded that the party was kind of a racket, that its leaders didn't really mean to fight for the things they said they were for. And there were a lot of, you know, fights over stuff on the budget in D.C. where the average voter really had no way of even knowing, you know, did we cut the rate of spending or whatnot. So people want to see visible progress, and they want to see fighting.
And in terms of winning that fighting, one of the things you talk about in your piece is an observation that Roy Teixeira was making in a long interview he did with the Wall Street Journal. Roy Teixeira, sort of a one-time Democratic and leftist theorist who is now talking about the way the two parties are changing. And what he's talking about is that white, blue-collar voters, and to a surprising extent, increasingly Hispanic blue-collar voters, are moving over to the Republican Party, at the same time that college-educated white suburbanites, particularly women, are moving over to the Democratic Party. Is this a good trade for the party's future?
I think it can be. The reality is that the college-educated population, is growing as a share of the country, but it is still, you know, there's still an awful lot of non-college-educated voters out there. And frankly, you know, I think that it's possible to have perhaps a more coherent agenda when more of your party looks the same.
Okay, and that coherent agenda will include, or will feature, will emphasize what exactly?
I think there will be a lot of cultural battles. I think the fights over this whole kind of woke agenda, if you will, on gender and race and other things. I think you'll see, you know, I do think that abortion and other kind of hot button cultural issues are going to be a major battleground going forward. They're not just going to be a, you know, 2022 and out kind of thing.
And how do you think the abortion plays in this election coming up? Because despite the fact that there is no prospect at all that the New York State Legislature, where I live in Washington State, the state legislature here, is going to introduce new limits on abortion, people do appear to be genuinely frightened about that, with most people not wanting to see access to abortion cut off entirely.
There's definitely going to be some places where that hurts Republicans. I think particularly in blue state governor's races, I think the party is plan ahead for the completely foreseeable likelihood that Roe was going to be overturned. At the same time, I think if you look, for example, at governors who have actually signed, laws limiting abortion, most of them are doing very well because they can run on a specific law and say, look, well, here's what I did, and it's reasonable, rather than running on, well, what might happen.
And you think that includes Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, who is running, having enacted and signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country?
Yeah, I think so. I think Abbott. I think if you look at Mike DeWine. I think if you look at Ron DeSantis. I think if you look at a number of the Republican governors who have signed bills, I think they're going to be in fairly solid shape.
And so basically going forward with the cultural issues, one of the things that I think that very clearly there is not a majority of Americans who support the cause of gender fluidity or of non-binary approaches to gender. This is really one where overwhelmingly, I think people, including a bunch of liberals, I think it's just not fair or right for biological males to compete as females in prominent sports or to provide life-changing and body-altering surgery for children who haven't even reached puberty yet. That's a very controversial cultural issue, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's the left's position on this is nuts. The fact is there's a big center of the country, on this issue, on abortion, on a number of these issues that is not totally with one side or the other. And so there's an enormous strategic advantage, if you can force the other side into a position where it's defending, and you're willing to maybe meet the middle of the country in the middle a bit.
You use the example of Theodore Roosevelt, who served most of a one term as president that he won because he was vice president to McKinley when McKinley was assassinated, and then he won in a landslide his second term as president. But as you rightly point out, after he left the White House, he had 10 more years of life, and through that 10 years, he continued to dominate the party through the force of personality. But that disappeared largely after his death in January of 1919. Do you think that's kind of personality dominance is likely to continue with President Trump?
I think it's a similar dynamic. Leadership matters, and when there's, when the leader moves on out of the spotlight, the power dissipates.
And we will see about the power of example, if any. Dan McLaughlin's interesting piece on the Republican Party after Trump is linked to our website at michaelmedved.com. Dan, is it going to be a Mets-Yankees World Series?
We'll wait and see, but I think the odds of that are pretty decent right now.
A lot of people would agree with you, but don't count the Dodgers or Mariners out. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is on the rise in August. The Consumer Confidence's Consumer Board Index gained nearly 8 points after falling for 3 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco noting easing gas prices helped boost the short-term outlook for many Americans. He noted purchasing intentions for cars, homes, and major appliances all increased after July's pullback. Americans are still split on calling the Afghanistan war a mistake. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which found 50% believe sending troops to the nation was a mistake, However, 46% don't share that view, as the survey comes out 1 year after America ended the two-decade-long war. Pope Francis is once again calling out Russia as the aggressor in its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there's continued doubt, and it's strong doubt, with President Biden out on the campaign trail focusing on Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, they have a close governor's race. And yes, despite the fact that the Republican candidate, Doug Mastriano, a state senator and a former officer in the U.S. Army, despite the fact that he is one of the most outspoken leaders of the Stop the Steal movement, he, I'm sure, would agree with President Trump that we should have a brand new election to replace the outcome of the election of 2020. He's running close. He is running about 5 points behind Josh Shapiro, the state attorney general, who's the Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania. And I think one of the reasons that Biden came to Pennsylvania is because he assumed this is one of the few places maybe he could really help, where the polling shows that Biden's approval has gone up. He delivered a speech today about the new Safer America plan that Biden hopes to introduce to boost funding for police departments, expressing his strong support for police departments. And they are also believing that Pennsylvania, which is one of the states that has a great many prominent colleges and universities, not just the University of Pennsylvania, President Trump's alma mater, and not just University of Pittsburgh, Pitt, but Penn State, the Nittany Lions, and Gettysburg College, and Muhlenberg College, and Franklin and Marshall, and all kinds of other colleges in the state and Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And that is one of those areas where I suspect they believe that the Democratic candidates could be helped by President Biden's, I think, extraordinarily ill-considered and destructive decision to pretend that he was making debt disappear. Now, naturally, his vice president, Kamala Harris, who does generally seem to be missing in action, because in a time with an election coming up, I believe that the political gurus who are guiding the Democratic Party have recognized that Kamala Harris is not a factor that's going to help them win any of these close races. But she had this to say about her strong endorsement for President Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 or up to $20,000 of college debt for selected Americans. Listen.
Who specifically is footing the bill for student loan forgiveness? We haven't gotten a concrete answer from the administration yet.
Well, let's start with this. First of all, a lot of the same people who are criticizing what we rightly did in following through on a commitment that we made to forgive student loan debt are the same people who voted for a tax cut for the richest Americans. So when we look at who is benefiting from this, 90% of the people who are going to benefit from student loan forgiveness make under $75,000 a year. And that debt has been the reason that they're unable to start a family, buy a home, and pursue their piece of the American dream.
Okay, again, you'll notice she completely dodged the question. Can we hear the question again? And this should be a question that the Vice President of the United States is able to answer. It's not a trick question. It's not an unusual question. It's one she had to expect. But she doesn't have a clue on what to say. Listen.
Who specifically is footing the bill for student loan forgiveness? We haven't gotten a concrete answer from the administration yet.
Okay, who specifically is footing the bill for student loan forgiveness? And the a National Review has actually calculated this, and it has been calculated also by one of those profound educational institutions in Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Business, which is part of the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. They have estimated that this will cost every single American taxpayer a total of some $2,000, and having paid off promptly and ahead of time, frankly, my wife's student loans that she took as she was getting her master's degrees and PhD and more, that we pay them off, okay? And I don't mind paying off the thousands of dollars in student loans there. But to be asked to pay for $2,000 per American, to be asked to pay for other people who may have very well gone to college. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is proud of the fact that 40%, supposedly, she estimates, Elizabeth Warren, of the people who are going to be getting this giveaway are people who didn't even get a college degree, who may have gone to, have spent a great deal of money going to some for-profit school. One of the things that clearly needs attention is cracking down on some of this for-profit school money that has been streaming to these institutions from the federal government, where the for-profit education that you get from some of these institutions, even if you complete it, isn't worth the money. Not for you, and not for the government to be paying in your behalf. Larry Summers, who was a former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, once upon a time he was Obama's top economic advisor. If that isn't good enough for you, he was also the president for a time of Harvard University, America's most richly endowed institution. And what did he say about forgiving student loan debt? He's against it. He recognizes that this is a cockamamie idea. Here is Larry Summers. Listen.
For large-scale student debt relief, because I thought it was using federal resources to make transfers, hundreds of billions of dollars, and I would have liked those resources put to better use, helping people who were poorer, who were more in need, and who would use the money to invest more in the future of the economy. I think that it does add to demand, which does increase inflationary pressures.
Okay, and increases inflationary pressures, which Americans are profoundly concerned about, very obviously. There's also this, there's one of those, New York Times has the back and forth between one of their conservative columnists, Brett Stevens, and one of their liberal columnists, Gail Collins. And Gail Collins says concerning the student loan forgiveness plan that Biden has put forward, she says, politically, I think it's more a winner than not. Tens of millions of people who have college debt in their family are going to be grateful. Almost everybody else has other things to focus on. I doubt anybody who started last week liking Joe Biden's agenda is suddenly going to turn on the Democrats. And this is Brett Stevens. He answers, this just seems to me like yet another case of Democrats getting on the wrong side of working class America. Most Americans don't have a bachelor's degree, sometimes because they couldn't afford it. Most Americans who did go to college either have paid their loans off or are paying them off. Now they have been turned into chumps for living within their means while paying through their taxes for those who didn't. Expect Republicans to run on this in the fall the way Democrats are running on abortion rights. Okay? That, it seems to me, is a reasonable and a devastating prediction. Coming up, marijuana, that's an issue that Democrats once upon a time thought they could mount and win with. There are new revelations coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
There is breaking news, which you can access very easily. Go to our website at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. They have news about a spray. It is a throat nasal spray that actually has a real impact for people who are still suffering from COVID-19. You can read about it. And you can actually read about the all kinds of other startups and dramatic and extraordinary and attention-getting companies that are doing extraordinarily well for investors through Our Crowd. Our Crowd is crowdsourced investing in high-tech startups, many of them in Israel, many of them in the United States of America. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. There's no cost at all for getting a newsletter with all of the information. Get that newsletter and that information for free at michaelmedved.com. Just look for the banner for Our Crowd. And speaking about my crowd, my personal crowd, one of the great things about my wife listening to my show is that she heard what I just said about her student debt. And her student debt was minuscule. Her student debt, and the reason it was so minuscule, was not because she didn't have an expensive and first-class education at the University of California, Los Angeles. It was because she worked, and she worked full-time all during graduate school. Some of that time working as a reporter, as a when she was much younger, she worked as a phone operator, just worked and worked and worked to avoid piling up a huge amount of debt. Her total debt for graduate school and her entire education was $2,000, which is one-fifth of what people are getting repaid right now. And the idea that we are going to favor people who have not paid off their college debts and have racked up a great deal of debt, in some cases $20,000 or more, is, and we're going to do that by taxing people like Diane, who worked to avoid heavy or paralyzing college debt. That's exactly what we're talking about concerning this issue. There is another issue, and there's a terrific piece in Fox News from Mark Siegel, who's a professor of medicine and medical director at the NYU Langone Medical Center, who's a medical analyst for Fox News. But the headline is, marijuana with high THC levels linked to addiction, psychiatric illness, study finds. And the story it begins with, Ethan Andrew, started smoking marijuana during a sophomore year of high school, that's ninth grade, in Colorado to help with his anxiety. Actually, I think it's maybe 10th grade. But his casual marijuana use turned to smoking potent cannabis flower and concentrates, known as dabs, which contain high levels of THC. Andrew said he smoked every day from morning till night. I couldn't sleep or think without it, the 23-year-old told Fox News. When you're a stoner, you think, I'll be fine. In the future, I'll clean myself up. However, it was too late. 2 years after becoming an avid marijuana user, Ethan was only 18 when he developed cannabis-induced psychosis, a condition including severe hallucinations, delusion, and paranoia. I had to quit my job because the voices in my head were so distracting, Ethan said, adding that the worst symptom was confusing dreams with reality. I'd wake up and tell my friends, yeah, remember when we hung out and did that? And they would have no idea what I was talking about. A recent NIH study review published by Lancet Psychiatry found high cannabis potency products are associated with a greater risk of psychosis and addiction called cannabis use disorder. The content of THC, not many decades ago, was 2 to 3%. In terms of its volume of the marijuana. Dr. Nora Volkow, who is director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, added that marijuana is considered high in potency if the product contains more than 10% THC. Quote, now the average content of THC in the United States is 14 to 16%. There are varieties that have a content that goes to 30% THC. She said that we're seeing more and more young men with those type of episodes because the cannabis that they are consuming has higher contents of THC that have the highest risk for triggering a psychotic episode and becoming addicted. It's much more widely available and a larger percentage of them smoking. Currently, 19 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized recreational marijuana, while 37 states have approved medical use. That, Dr. Volko says, does not mean cannabis use is harmless, especially on adolescent brain development. Quote, and this again is a physician who is the head of the National Institute on Drug Abuse. She says the consumption of marijuana as a young person modifies the brain in ways that make it more susceptible later on to that rewarding and addictive effects of other drugs, she said. So you start to mess around by smoking marijuana. You're going to interfere with that process, which is crucial because ultimately who we are very much is a reflection of how our brain works. After seeing firsthand how marijuana affected her son and husband, a woman named Aubrey Adams moved her family out of Colorado, one of the first states that made it legal, which she described as ground zero for the marijuana expansion movement. She moved to Texas, where it is still illegal to possess any substance containing THC. She started Every Brain Matters, an advocacy group supporting and educating families on the harmful effects of cannabis. In the state of Colorado, the number one drug found in completed suicides ages 10 to 18 is marijuana, she pointed out. She added that she believed families like hers have been fed a bag of lies that cannabis is harmless. Let me just repeat that statistic that I just offered to you. We do have a huge problem in America with kids between the ages of 10 and 18 killing themselves. And the number one drug found in completed suicides in that age group is pot. Aubrey Adams went on, THC is the perfect drug to hijack our kids' brains and lead them down the path of addiction and mental illness. It has been 5 years since Ethan Andrew, who you were talking about at the beginning, he's 23 now, made a full recovery from cannabis-induced psychosis. I got so paranoid that my brain was damaged that I got an MRI, and they did find some damage to my white matter. I'm too traumatized to even smoke weed again. Look, the fact that people talk so gaily and jovially about trying to make marijuana legal all across the country. First of all, one of the things we know with the experience that people have with marijuana becoming legal is it does increase the number of people who use. There are just news that just came from Russia. I mean, Russia doesn't have enough bad news. Mikhail Gorbachev is dead. He was 91. He was the last leader of the old Soviet Union. Gorbachev embarked on a path of radical reform that brought about the end of the Cold War, reversed the direction of the nuclear arms race, and relaxed Communist Party controls in hopes of rescuing the faltering Soviet state. The subsequent Soviet collapse was not Gorbachev's goal, but it may be his greatest legacy. I think among his legacies is the freedom of countries like Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Moldova, Belarus, and yes, Ukraine. Not to mention Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and all of those, Armenia. All of these countries which were part of the old evil empire that because of the leadership of Mikhail Gorbachev, and again, it wasn't something he did with a profound personal vision. He was trying to save the old Soviet system. But the fact that he failed in a peaceful manner was a great blessing to the world, and may his memory be a blessing. We're going to be talking about how to deal with the current Russian dread that the world feels coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.